we've got some youngsters here in town who are ambitious to help change the world and make it a better place for all of us. And they're joining us this morning. It's Audrey Smaltz and Max Menser, and they're from the Build On chapter at Bloomington High School North. Audrey and Max, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're rocking. Are you guys getting to miss school for this? This is great. Max, are you there?
Sorry? Yeah.
Max is in physics class right now, and he's got to keep one ear on the taking notes on that. But Audrey, thank you for getting with us this morning. You've got a big event coming up this coming Sunday. It's Sunday, April 9th, and it's called the Build On Color 5K. Well, that sounds like it's a race to be ran. Tell us what Build On is all about, and tell us about your event coming up on Sunday.
Build On is a international nonprofit that seeks to build schools in developing countries to give them education so that we can break the poverty cycle. Wow. And our run is 5K. It's going to be on the B-line this Sunday, as you said.
Excellent. Can I run and walk on the B-line? I don't have to run the whole 5K, do I?
You do not. You can walk it. You'll still have just as much fun.
So what time does this start?
Registration starts at 1. And the race starts at 2.
Okay, so if I want to go,
if you want to sleep in, this is perfect.
I was going to say that's perfect for me. But if I want to come and do this, do I go online and find information, or do I just come to the B line? And which part of the B line? Because it's a little bit long.
Yeah, so I can answer this one. We have a registration link that you can go onto, and you can fill out a Google form, and then it can send you to another website where you can pay online, or you can come and pay cash at the door if you really can't pay online. And then you can show up anywhere from 1 to 2, but I would definitely show up right at 1, because then you can do any of our great activities that we have set up.
Yeah, this is more like a festival than more just a run or a walk. You've got everything going on, huh?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what some of the activities are going to be.
In the warehouse parking lot, which is where our run's going to start, we have Zumba, face painting, lawn Jenga,
cornhole. We've got some hacky sacks that you can play around with. You can juggle, too. There will just be a lot of cool things to go around doing, taking photos, and sure there'll be lots of photos.
It'll be fun.
Everybody's going to, so you're going to get warmed up. That's right. You play these games outside before
do some Zumba, and then I'm going to go run.
Before you run on the 5K, that's right. We'll link this on our webpage. We'll make sure it gets up there for everybody to see. Audrey Schultz and Max Menser are our guests this morning. They're from the Build On Color 5K. Now, Build On, we're going to have you talk about that in 1 second, but what is a color run, Audrey? For those of us who aren't as athletic, you're going to get out there and you're going to get painted it up pretty nice. Tell me about it.
Well, the color is made up of baking soda and food dye, cornstarch and food dye, sorry. And we throw it at the runners as they run through our
Very fun.
That's awesome.
This is a popular thing. I know IU does. I think the Jill
I've
Behrman
never heard of this. That
does
is
that as well.
Funny. Oh, and are you going to do some Facebook Live stuff with this? I want to see it.
We'll see.
Do you need people to help throw the color at people? I think that's what Margaret's asking there.
I think so, because that's more my speed.
Always welcome.
Now, the thing about this is a fun run, right? This is not one of these timed competitions. You're going to run. We're going to throw a color dye at you. We're going to pop it out. You're really looking to bring awareness to Build On. And, Max, I know you're the president over there of Build On. Tell me how you got involved in it and some of the places you guys have been.
Yes, well, I spent freshman year in California, so my high school there had a really great Build On club. So when I moved back to Bloomington, I just had to bring it back with me and share it with everyone here. Well, that's how I originally. And then Build On itself is really, its goal is to break the cycle of poverty in developing countries. So this Color 5K will help us raise money that we can fund a school that we are building in Malawi over the summer.
In Africa, excellent.
Yeah, so all the money that we're fundraising during this Color 5K is going to be going directly to the rebar and bricks and everything else that's going to be the school for a small village in Malawi, Africa.
Why did you choose Malawi?
Well, last year we went to Haiti. We wanted to be a little bit more ambitious this year.
Wow. Well, tell me about Haiti, because we know they've had some serious struggles with earthquake and poverty and everything else there. How has that, have you seen the fruits of your labor?
Well, we've seen the finished school, and we know it wasn't like harmed in the monsoon or the hurricane.
Unbelievable.
Because we were in the mountaintop, so they were all good, and we heard that everyone was safe in our village. And we've seen the kids going to school in their uniforms and how excited they are just to be learning and getting the opportunity to advance their education.
So if you want to make a tangible difference in the world, this is the event for you, because your entry fee goes to seeing these schools built. And Max, when you build these schools, are you over there helping them physically build them as well?
Yeah, so we spend a week there right when we break ground. And so every morning we're there for 4 to 5 hours. Helping, working right alongside with the local community members, side by side, just working on this school. And it's just a really great experience, and it helps to get the school built. And that's the main goal.
And Margaret and I aren't the biggest 5K runners in the world, but we can always donate and help. You don't have to run, do you?
Right.
No, we definitely want to let people walk or run. And if you get a little winded, even, it's a straight bear and back. So if you can turn around, really, if that sounds like your cup of tea.
Well, you can Uber it back home if you can't make it there. Now, the question is, when we have this event coming up, this is going to be rain or shine. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to do a good job on the forecast for you guys. I will make sure that's the case. And if I have a dog or an iguana on a leash, can they come on the Beeline Trail as well?
I would say that we would not encourage it, just for safety reasons, because the color powder will be kind of everywhere.
Your dog doesn't want any part of that, I'm guessing.
Yeah. No. I would also recommend bringing a bandana and maybe sunglasses just to be safe. But we'll make sure all of our volunteers are throwing below the neck just for safety reasons again.
There you go. Now, tell me how much it costs to get involved with everything coming up on this Sunday, April 9th.
Tickets are only $20 at the door or online, and you can buy a t-shirt when you come. So if you brought your white t-shirt at home, you really want to be immersed in the experience.
Oh yeah, you've got to stay colored all day. You can't jump out of costume that quickly. Max, what's going on after the race? What do I do after the race? I'm colored and I'm colored up. I'm ready to go. I've just put in 5K. I'm ready to party.
Yeah, so we've hired a DJ that'll get the party started right when everyone starts rolling in after they run or walk, and it should be a great time.
Well, it sounds like you guys have got all the bases covered. And so tell us one more time what the link would be to go ahead and register and, and just a couple of details like where it's at and what time it starts.
Yeah, so to register, go to the link bit.ly, that's bit.ly/, all lowercase, Build On Color 5K.
Okay, and it's going to be at the warehouse, and what time?
Yeah, so it's going to be at the warehouse, and the address is 1525 Rogers Street, and registration will start at 1 p.m.
I think
it costs $20.
$20 for everybody, day of the show or in advance. You can, again, register online or just pay at the door. The warehouse is almost a 5K long. That's, you could just walk up and back on that.
Yeah, I was thinking run around that a couple times and you're set.
Well, you guys look like you have a fantastic idea here. It looks like it's a very tangible project that's been working out, and this is a great way for people to get involved. We thank you so much for your time. We hope you're not missing too much school with us this morning. Audrey and Max, thank you so much for joining us. We'll put your links up on our
Facebook page
at WGCL Radio, and these kids were on with Jim Inman a couple weeks ago, so you can go back and hear their interview as well.
There we go, okay.
So we're getting them ready to go, and we hope, again, this weekend's Build On Color 5K, April 9th, 1 p.m. at the warehouse. Audrey, Max, thank you so much.
Wish you great success.
Thank you so much for having us.
Our pleasure, guys. Have a great event, and we'll see you out on Sunday.